Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus for Yedid Navshi Ov, Rabbi Ephraim Abin, Miriam Shoshana, Huvachol, Asherlo, Beso. Should be Zochem, Mamish, to only good things. So we're going to be giving a series of Shirim B'li Neder on the topic of Shovavim. Shovavim are the Parshias, Shmos, Ve'erubom, Bo'bishach, Chisrim, Shpotim, where Jews are Metaken, and the Mekubalim teach us the Pogamim and the Osbris Kodesh. So that's what these Shurim are about. We had in previous years as well, thanks to Rabbi Ephraim Abu, who encouraged me. So we should be Zocha this year as well. So today we're going to be learning a shtickle from the Heilige Sefer Taras Emes of Rabbi Leib Leiger, the grandson of Rabbi Yiv Eger, who Nebuch became a chassid. He went off the derech. He went off his family's literature derech, and he became a chassid, a chassid sherebi, a kotzker talmud, and then himself a rebbe. So he was a very, very holy sefer. The Taras Emes, Zimri Emes. So this is the very beginning of the sefer. He quotes the Sefer HaKadosh Divrei Emes from the Lublina Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik, the Kadosh Livrach L'chayel Amahabas Chusyugin Alein about Kol Yisrael Umayin. So he connects the end of the Torah and the beginning of the Torah. The Torah ends with a Lamed, La'ene Kol Yisrael Lamed, and it starts with a Beis, Bereishis. And that's Osios Lev, that the Iker Klolos Kol HaTorah is totally Belev. The whole Torah is about heart, because it says in the Gemara, Rachmana Liba Boy, the Rabbanu Shalom wants your heart. And we have to explain what this is about. And the explanation is because you have to have a saga. Heart is not just emotion. Your emotion also has to have comprehension. And the Iker HaSaga HaTorah, the main comprehension of the Torah, is Ayidei Reyus HaDeliba Daif Dafka, the will of the heart. Because the Pasuk says that a Ksil, why does the foolish person, he pays the price for chachma, but he doesn't have a heart? So explains Reb Leibel that the mechir for the knias chachma is the seichel, but leivayin, and if there's no heart, what's it worth? That's what Shlomo Melech said. Well, what's it worth? Lama zeh mechir? What is he paying the price for chachma for and getting all this wisdom in his mind if it's not going to be in his heart? And how do you get this pure heart? How do you get a good heart? Through Yira. Reishis chachma, Yira Hashem. To get the proper hasaga, you need Yira. Because the beginning of all chachma is in the lev, and Reishis chachma is going to be Yira Hashem. It has to be this awareness of Hashem, this fear of Hashem. That's at the root of all chachma. Not just enough to have it in the mind, it has to go to Yiras Shamayim. And the haschala for Yira, where does the Yira start? Shmiras Seinayim, not to look at anything you're not supposed to look at. That all you're aware of, the only that's neged einecha, the only that's opposite your eyes is the Ratzon Hashem. And Shmiras Seinayim is mitzvah bechira, a person can keep his eyes open, he can close his eyes. So whenever he's not supposed to see something, he closes them. Whenever he is supposed to see something, he opens them. And with that, if he's careful with his eyes, he can be mastering the Lev Torah. That includes the whole Torah. Because that Schal of Yira is Shmiras Seinayim. And once you have Yira, you can get Chachma, you can be mastering the whole Torah. And that comes along with a lot of heart. The reis of the Leva to fulfill the will of Hashem. And we know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, I think it's Apchav Ches, Shuri Yekadeina B'Leva Talia, that the eyes are connected to the heart. So if you have good eyes, if you're careful about your eyes, it'll be Metaka in your lev. And that is alluded to in the end of the Torah, in the beginning of the Torah. The Torah concludes, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, and it starts Bereishis Bar Elokim. And that means that Le'ene Kol Yisrael, you know, it should be opposite the eyes of all of the Jewish people. Bereishis Bara Elokim, only what Hashem who created the world wants. Le'ene Kol Yisrael, the eyes, that's where the Torah ends. The eyes, what we're looking at, should only be how the Torah begins. Bereishis Bara Elokim, what Hashem who created the world wants. And the Iker Yira is Shmiras HaBris Kanoda. Sod Hashem li Reb in the Zohar HaKadosh, that the secret of Hashem is to those who fear Him. And that's, the fear is the Shmiras HaBris, not thinking what you're not supposed to think, not looking what you're not supposed to look at. And this kiddush of Shemiras HaBris is Taka alluded to at the beginning and at the end of the beginning of the Torah. Because the Sofei Tevos, the last letters of the last word of the Torah, and the first word of the Torah is Lamed Tov. Yisrael, Lamed. And the first word of the Torah is Bereishis, Tov. What's the gematria of Lamed and Tov? 430. And that's the same gematria punktus, Tzadik Yisod Olam. That a Tzadik is the foundation of the world. Tzadik, the meat of Tzadik is the meat of Yisod. Of Shemiras HaBris. So the Lamed Tov, the whole Torah, the beginning and end of Torah, the Kishur of the beginning, what encompasses the whole Torah, is Begimachu, the Lamed and the Tov. Tzadik is Sod Olam. That the Tzadik, who is Shomer HaBris, is the foundation of the world. Otherwise, great destruction is brought upon the world if a person is not Shomer HaBris. Hasv Shalom. And the Roshei Tevos of Yisrael and Bereishis, the last and first words of the Torah, are Yud Beis, Yisrael, Bereishis. And that's K'mispar Shiftei Yisrael. Those are the 12 tribes. And that alludes to the fact that this Kedusha of Tzadik Yisod Olam, that is rooted in the Shiftei Yisrael, is the foundation of the world. So you have the Yud Beis Shvatim, Yisrael and Bereishis. And then you have the Lamed and the Tav, the last letters of Yisrael and Bereishis, which is Tzadik Yisod Olam. Because the entire world is predicated, is built, is based on the Shmiras HaBris of the Yud Beis Shiftei Yisrael. That they should be tzadik Yisod Olam. They should be the tzadikim who are the foundation of the world. And if we're careful about this Shmiras Kedusha, then we'll get a heart to understand the Torah. We'll have the Lamed and the Beis. La'enei kol Yisrael Bereishis. Yisrael, Lamed, Beis Bereishis. We'll get the Lev. So you see this chibur, the end and the beginning of the Torah, all revolving around Bris Kodesh and getting a Lev if you're Shomer Bris Kodesh. Ay, 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 ay. U'mishorish kedusha zu, kedusha tzadik yisod olam anirmaz. B'kishur siyum v'ascholas ha-Torah kanal. Nimshachim kol ashpoz v'kol ha-tovus ha-nefratim ha-chakach b'seder ha-bri. It's moridik. If a person's careful about the Shmiras HaBris, then everything that it says afterwards, all the ashpoz that are coming now, b'reish b'elokim v'shamayim v'aretz 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 the trees and the grass and the animals and people and all that goes into creation. The root of the hashpah of all of the bri of all of the chesed, olam chesed yibane, the root of all of that is in Shmiras HaBris. All the hashpahs, tovus of the bri, come when you have Shmiras HaBris. Yeruas Hashem kidoshav. Those who are holy will fear God, and we know that Kedusha is Shmir's Bris. And through them, they're going to be Mashpi, Ashpaz Tovas, the Kol Yisrael. That's what it says further in the Pasuk. Ki ein machsor li re'ov. If Yiru es Hashem Kedoshav, if the holy ones fear God, if they have Shmir, Shmir, Sabris, ein machsor, there's going to be nothing lacking. And this Yireyav is also remiss to Kedusha Sabris. So da Shem li re'ov. Like the Zohar says, those who fear Hashem are the Shomrei Bris. And there's also Nirmas in David HaMelech, Baruch Kodesho, Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. What are the Sofei Tevos of Hashem Roi Lo Echsar? So Hashem is Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's a Hey. Lo is an Aleph. Is a yud. So you have a yud and a hay. And then lo is an aleph. So you have a yud and an aleph and a hay. And echsar, the last letter is a resh. A yud, a resh, an aleph, and a hay. And that's osios yira. That if a person has yira, lo echsar, we won't lack. Like the pasuk ki ein machsor li re'ov. And then weiter in the perek, David HaMelech talks about all the ashpos that come when we're Shomer Bris. Bina ozdeshe yar bitzeni. He will lay me down in this naoz deshe, in this beautiful grass. Deshe includes all types of culinary needs. edible foods. Like when the Torah's world is created, Tatshei Aris Deshe, Esav Mazriya Zera, it's Priyo Sepri. So that includes all the Hashpah of the Mazon of the Bria. So Binos Deshe Yarbit Seini, but Tatshei Aris Deshe, we're going to get all the Hashpahs of Ochel. And then he goes further, very Kabbalistic in Yanim. And God will lay me down in the calm waters. He will lead me in the calm waters. That's what it says in Bereishis, that there's an Ahar that comes out of Eden that's watering the Gan. That's a Hashpa in the Gan. That's the Mei Menuchos. Because the Hashorish Nevias Mei Nar Ezeo Sharish Hanaicha. The flow, the root of the flow of this river is resting. Mei menucha, it's naicha. And there's no perud. There's just menucha, sheket, and achdus gamur. There's no more perud, there's no separation. And he continues, "Vapidarkenu analim tzoremes divrei Rabbakadosh zechatad v'kosh chayalim haba sefer kadosh divrei emes nuchalim sold remes levarit v'rav kadoshim." So we wanted to explain the end of the Torah being a lamed, the beginning of the Torah being a beis. So we want to explain a little bit more differently. Kiloli and aleiv bilbad in sevein liachet shemoi yisbaruch pamayim b'choyom rakam mitzvleinu la'avas Hashem b'chol avavenu v'nafshenu modenu. It's not just enough to make God one twice a day. We have to love Hashem with all our hearts and all our souls and all of our possessions. And we can say that this is all merumas in the end of the Torah in the beginning. Because Sofei Tevas Yisrael Bereishis, meaning the Lamed and the Tav, 430. And that's Bigamatria Nefesh. So this Sofei Tevas of Lamed and Tav, the Gematria of Nefesh, and that's a meremes too. B'chol Nafshicha, with all of your soul. You have to love a Kadosh Baruch Hu with all of your soul, even if he takes your soul. And the Rashi Tevas of Le'enei Kol Yisrael Bereishis Bara Elokim. The Lamed, the Kaf, the Yud, the Brei, the Beis, the Beis, and the Aleph. La'inei kol yisrael b'reis b'elokim. Is gematria me'odecha. And that's b'merames and b'chol me'odecha. That the entire word, that the b'chol me'odecha, loving Hashem with all your possessions, encompasses the whole Torah. And that's the ikar mufukash of a person. The end of the Torah, the beginning is leiv. La'enei kol Yisrael bereishis lamed beis. So love Hashem with all of your heart. And then you also have a remez there to b'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha. Because the Sofei Tevas of Yisrael and bereishis are gematria nefesh, and the Rashi Tevas la'enei kol Yisrael bereishis b'alokim is gematria me'odecha. So that's klolos kol haTorah kula. It's not enough to say that God is one; He has to be completely loved. The Halakim Torah Semes continues B'darko HaTovah, but now we have a little bit of an idea about the importance of Kedushas HaBris, Kedushas HaNayim. So Mitzvah Shem, in the next shiur we will continue learning about these very, very important inyan. We shall be zocha l'umod l'lamed lishma v'lasu l'kaim is called divrei samu torah suvi havo. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom sweetest friends.